I'm fascinated by other creatures and the way their knowledge and behavior can illuminate and thereby alter our own. Among the many complex beings, ants seem uncannily like us in that they work collectively, create communities, develop hierarchies, and they plan for disaster, they take care of each other's young, go to war, colonize new territory. And so watching a stream of ants by my own driveway cart off the ants of a neighboring hill had me enthralled for several days as the saga unfolded. And only then did I realize that while to enthrall means to charm, it's also captivating. It also means held in chains. It means enslaved. So this is enthrallment. I'm about to break and enter the ants, stealing in through some side passage, hoisting larvae onto their backs, looting labor, with no time to hatch an escape plan. To boot, the kidnapped give off a crayon melt smell, a square tip off, and once conscript, it's always hell. So let it begin. Enter. The ants know a just off color of chitin, when kink in antennas a little different. And what servants do not ache for a part of the renaissance they make? Muraled walls and clockwork halls, a colony that grows and conquers beyond its queendom, revival style. I, too, want mansions, dream, and so enter the ants' cabal as they bid each to hasten, tend, send out more citizens, go and raid, return with laden backs. Though the servants fear their own pheromones in the only homes they've ever known, plenty of room but no vacancy, I can't see how this can be. With compound eyes kaleidoscoping color, how impossibly bound to black and white our dreams are.